1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince. It's the Ben and Vince Show. We're back at it again, and we got a guest star.
Special guest.
Yeah.
I'm the guest star.
It's George.
Introduce yourself, George.
Hi, I'm George, the guest star.
Wow, you certainly said a lot of things that we hadn't already said.
Yeah.
Can't you tell our new phone system is, like, really good?
It took us, like, 50 years to get it working, though.
No, I mean, in this new studio, the phone system, they work really well. They're yeah. really easy to use. Doesn't take a lot of time to set up. You know,
Eric Heisen really did a good investment here.
Yeah.
Thanks it's for like that, Eric.
The glass enclosed nerve center. The Lido Pizza glass enclosed nerve center. Even.
Is that who sponsors us?
That's who sponsors WTOP.
Okay.
So if you ever listen to WTOP, you know, at the top of the hour when they say, you know, they're about to say the headlines or whatever.
Yeah.
They always say, from the Lido Pizza Glass Enclosed Nerve Center,
this is
the region's most listened to radio station.
Station.
WTOP and Lido should give us money for that spot.
Yeah, they should. But good point.
Doesn't that sound ridiculous?
Yeah, it does. I think we should hit them up for some cash.
Yeah. I mean, that was quality advertising right there.
Yeah. That was, like, the best quality. Just like Skype is quality service program.
It is a quality program.
Everybody knows it.
We're all in agreement. I mean, ask anybody. Ask any of our callers. They all say, even the ones who are not on Skype.
like me.
Wait, you're not on Skype, Jordan?
Are on Skype. This is so
I can't find a microphone.
George's microphone is. What are your opinions on things, George? I mean, you know, we always like to get outside
like some
opinions.
But not so much.
George is ambivalent.
George
on things.
George.
Well,
George
no,
likes,
I'm not.
George
I
likes some things a lot, but other things, he is easily annoyed by.
Yeah.
That's true. George does get easily annoyed by things. Alright, so he's not ambivalent, he just, I'm about to say.
Opinions about multiple things.
Yeah, there you go.
Things polarize him.
George,
I am
that,
not. I'm indifferent to things, too.
I okay, swear, guys,
things
I'm indifferent
either polarize
to
or don't polarize George, we can say.
That's how we're going to summarize him.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment, George?
I'm a tautology.
Things are either a tautology or not a tautology, according to Jordan.
You guys keep
or
using
about
words
Jordan.
I don't know.
According to everything.
I don't like your tone, mister.
Okay, I'll tone it down.
Or just tone it differently, maybe.
He's not toned down, he's just differently toned.
That's pretty good, Ben. Yeah, how about those, wait, you have something to say, Vince? Because I definitely don't.
Yeah. I tried to have Skype put in my car.
Yeah, right, I remember that.
It's not working.
It's not working?
Yeah. Well,
why not?
It only works when I'm in reverse. That's not very helpful.
Yeah. You know Sirius and XM are merging?
Is that true?
George, what's going on over there? Did he just
Sorry leave? About that. Oh. I'll be back in a minute.
You'll be back in a minute, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
The caller break.
Yeah, George will be back in a minute. Anyway, yeah, it's true that Sirius and XM are merging.
Is that good news or bad news?
I feel like it's monopoly news. Yeah.
Well, the way they're doing it is they're saying it's not a monopoly.
Because the radio already exists?
Yeah, they're not competing against each other. They're competing against
regular
terrestrial radio.
Terrestrial radio. Yeah, I mean, like, but didn't the FTC just block Whole Foods from buying out that other one?
Super Fresh?
No. It was like Wild Oats or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you hear about that?
Oh. They got a point there.
But, yeah, you know,
see, that's they're addressing a specific need. HD radio, I mean, satellite
HD
radio.
Radio.
Satellite radio doesn't address any specific need, any different need than regular radio does.
It addresses the need to not have advertising.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're paying not to have advertising. It's the same thing as not paying and listening to advertising, because you're paying by buying the products that are advertised.
Yeah, but you get uninterrupted music.
Yeah, uninterrupted music.
Either way,
that?
You're paying.
Well, yeah, but that's not the question.
George doesn't think that's the question. I don't know why I feel the need to repeat everything George says.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so we're inconclusive about whether Sirius and XM are... I don't even know what the question was here.
Should they be allowed to merge?
Oh, right. Should they be allowed to merge? What do you think, the listener? George,
talking to you, George.
We have really the closest thing we have to a listener here. Is he gone again,
and
George?
And he's gone. No All one right. is listening to us.
We had one listener, and, you know... All you have to do is listen. Can't even do that.
Hey, we must be really unentertaining.
Apparently. That discussion about Sirius and XM was pretty unentertaining.
I don't know. It was pretty... You know, don't you like it when people talk about the issues?
The issues.
I heard Marion Barry is becoming friends with Michael Jackson.
Okay. Why, just by, like, hanging out with him?
Yeah, I guess.
That's really stupid.
I read that on the internet.
I read that in a book. Oh, what book? It was a book called The Newspaper or The Internet.
By the time this podcast comes out, Marion Barry and Michael Jackson will probably be married or something like that.
Or they'll probably be like mortal enemies.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by the time this podcast comes out, Vince?
Well, we're recording live, but it doesn't come out at the time that...
Excuse
I mean,
me?
Yes, we're recording this as we speak. I mean, as
how
you
else
listen.
Would we be doing it? Recording it as we think. I think we need to make a visit to Podcasting Outlet.
Podcasting Outlet! Podcasting Outlet!
Whoa, you sound just like the guy from the commercial.
Except with a lower and less echoey voice.
Yeah, less weird effect voice. That was a really weird effect. Anyway,
don't you hate those car dealership commercials?
Where okay, like, you know... I was at, you know how I went to that outdoor movie yesterday?
Well, Hello? Tell the listeners.
Hey, listeners, you know how I went to that outdoor movie yesterday?
They don't know, so tell them about it.
Oh, I was just checking to make sure George, like, didn't even hang up, but yeah, he's still on. Anyway, yeah, I went to this outdoor movie yesterday, listeners. Now you know how I did that. And they had some ads before.
So the movie started. That's how it was free. See, you were paying by watching the ads.
By watching the ads, yes. That was the payment. Anyway, and they had an ad for Eastern Motors. And I just...
That's
well,
where your
now
job
we,
is your credit.
Now he hung up. Why did he hang up?
Oh.
We lost our listener. That was weird, like... 2 seconds after I said, I hope he didn't hang up, he just hung up.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll call back, but it's all right.
In the meantime, let's talk about this ad that I saw, or I'm going to talk about it, and Vince will respond somehow. Anyway, so I don't remember what happened in it. All I remember was that there was a guy in a Redskins hat, or like he's wearing the feather things, you know, that the guy from the logo is wearing.
Was he the guy?
Which guy? No, he wasn't the guy from the logo. He wasn't.
No, was it like an old guy?
He was sort of old.
Like an old black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that guy. He's always wearing that.
Oh, okay, so anyway. And then they played the song. Let Eastern Motors, put you in a car today. You know, etc. I just thought of that. Because we were talking about paying... No. I don't know. Oh, car dealership commercials. That's why.
Yeah. Well, that's a good car dealership commercial. Everyone should shop at Eastern Motors because there, your job is your credit.
Is your credit.
All right. Now let's go to commercials.
Let's go to some commercials.
Eastern Motors, where your job is your credit. Number one in second chance financing.
Chevy Beamers and minivans, over 600 cars, trucks, SUVs. Are you listening, man? Let Eastern Motors put you in a car today. Let Eastern Motors finance it all the way.
You're back with Ben and Vince, but not George.
Notice that while George has hung up on the cell phone, he hasn't hung up on Skype, which means he's getting an unauthorized preview of this week's podcast.
Oh, what the hell? Let's hang him up.
He's calling me. Okay. Don't hang up. Yes. Hello, sir.
That bzzz is the new ringing sound.
Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on speaker.
You know, we've got a very sophisticated phone system.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know who authorized this, but somehow my whole family showed up at the studio.
Yeah, at the studio.
I'm out of there.
Okay, we're not actually recording right now. We're on commercial.
Yeah, I know, but I was telling you guys.
Okay, that was pretty funny.
We are recording.
Call back right after. We are recording?
Yeah. This is so unprofessional.
So,
you're back to the Benavent Show, brought to you by Eastern Motors.
Or at least we think it is.
Well, didn't you hear that last commercial?
I wasn't paying attention, you know.
Yeah.
I was off doing something.
You would be off doing something.
Yeah, more like you would be off doing something.
Okay, are we back on that again? Let's not go down that road.
So anyway,
George, are your views? Are you serious?
He's here. Why is he not saying anything? George, is your family here again? Damn it.
I don't know why George would think he was at the studio. He's obviously not. I'm looking around.
He's not here. Yeah, I mean, I don't see him.
Unless he's like in the air ducts or something.
That would be pretty awesome. Are you a spy, George?
Well, yes, I am.
Okay, here he is. He dropped in. He dropped out of the air duct.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I seriously hate intrusions.
You hate intrusions? Oh, you were being intruded upon again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bust some heads or kick some asses or something.
You should tell them that you're in the middle of something, you know, you're recording.
You know? Yeah, I should tell them that.
Get a big on-air light and put it outside your room.
In the studio. Your room in the studio.
He's not in the studio.
Oh, right, George is not in the studio.
What are you talking about?
If he was in the studio, he wouldn't be on the phone.
That's a good point.
Pick up the phone.
Apparently, Ben doesn't do that anymore. Even at 4 o'clock in the morning, he doesn't play the piano. Is that right,
Oh,
Ben?
why not?
Well, I mean, first of all, I never played the piano at 4 o'clock in the
morning.
Yeah,
we all know you did.
Yeah,
but
I think this just goes to show that you still continue to do it.
No, I mean,
sounds like that to me.
These are some spurious allegations.
Steve,
you know?
Spurious.
No, not Steve Spurious. I knew you were gonna say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're pretty Steve Spurious.
Go ahead, just take his side. Why don't you, George?
I am and will.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, just to let you all know. In response to these spurious allegations, yeah, I had my last lesson on Saturday, so you know, I'm not gonna be practicing again until I start taking lessons at college, or I don't know if I'm doing that or not.
Just for fun.
What did you say, George?
What about just for fun?
Oh.
I mean, you wouldn't wake up at 4 a.m. because you felt you had a responsibility.
I might wake up at 4 a.m. just to have fun and do it. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We all said yeah. I guess that means we all. Damn it, I was going to say something.
I don't think you were.
Yeah, I don't think I was either. So let's move on to something else. Why don't we?
You still have yet to answer the question. What are your views?
Oh yeah, what are your
you.
Views? Oh yeah, he answered.
No, that was how does he feel about things?
Oh, that's yeah, good point. That's a distinction that we have to make.
All of our guests have to answer this question.
Let George say what was the question again that we're asking him?
What are your
views? What are your views?
I got lots of views.
That's not an answer.
Well, okay, and that's a better answer than Mekatosky gave, which was, I'm eating grapes.
Yeah, and then we asked him about turtles.
He said this podcast was almost as boring as turtles.
And that insulted me. I didn't.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
It was called for. You called him.
Ha.
That's pretty funny, actually.
So yeah, what are your views, George? On
well,
grapes
I mean,
or
right
turtles?
Now, I got some views of my recording studio in my room.
Yeah.
It's pretty crappy. It doesn't even have a working microphone.
Yeah, I know.
No offense.
You should get Eric Heisen to buy some new equipment.
Yeah. He's much better at it than he was in the past.
He got
already got to you guys. I think you stole my upgrade.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be recording my debut album, Fears and Dreams.
Yeah, I don't. You said that somewhere else. I read that you said that.
Well,
I don't
if you
know
need to record your album, you should come in to the studio. You can't see me because you're not in the studio. But I'm, you know, motioning with my hands that you should come in.
But what if I want to work at home?
Then you're gonna need some better equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eric Tyson, get on that.
If you're listening.
We challenge you to a write-off. No, we
Vince
don't.
Vince Leo's challenging everyone to a write-off.
I don't want
to
have a write-off with Eric Heisen. I don't know about you. Just write
something off means, like, you no longer care about it. What are you talking about?
No, it's like in Zoolander when they had a walk-off.
Weren't you paying attention to...
That worked because there was no existing walk-off. Write-off already means something.
Look, as Ms. Tubman would say, I don't need your comments.
Are you suggesting we update the dictionaries? Because that's
No, no, look, George, weren't you paying attention to podcast number 4, where I challenged Joel Achenbach to a write-off?
Actually.
Or maybe Vince Jones.
Me and Mom just made Susan listen to podcast number 4 earlier today.
Why were you... Okay, what did she think of it?
she also said that it was the worst 20 minutes of her life, aside from the 60 minutes when Monta showed us this movie called Express Train. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to tell you because I'm embarrassed I saw it.
Okay.
I bet it was worse than Money Train.
You guys, everybody watch Express Train.
wait a second. I thought
George,
you were just saying...
your film pick of the week?
Yes, it is.
George Muma, guest movie reviewer, recommends that you, the listener, after this podcast is over, go watch Express Train, which I'm sure is like the worst movie ever, aside from the Sacred Letter. The Scarlet Letter. That's the name of that movie.
And it's Express Train with only one E. They dropped the first one.
Oh, like it starts with an X. Yeah, that's really dumb.
Everybody watch.
Also Craptivity.
That was bad. Craptivity.
Yeah.
Vince saw this movie called Captivity, and he said it should be called Craptivity. Once again, once again, we are covering material that we
covered. I'm pretty sure that's not all so many we've been doing ago. Today.
What was I going to say? I keep on forgetting what I'm going to say.
Express that makes a really good radio.
Oh, yeah, I know it does. I know what I was going to say. I was going to say, George Muma, he's a guest star, guest movie reviewer, guest view sayer, you know? What can't he do? What can't you do,
Pretty
George?
Pretty much nothing.
Pretty much nothing.
That's what answer. I can't do.
He can't do nothing. There's nothing he can't do.
Words by which to live.
George, he's the man. If he can't do it, no one can.
That's a little arrogant.
Like Superman probably could.
Superman. He doesn't exist, though.
But he could do it.
He's Superman. And he flew out the window when he heard you were coming.
Also, you guys, I'm very angry at comics, but Batman is boring, so I'm not going to make it.
Why is that boring?
Dude, nobody cares about comics except you.
Excuse me? Oh, except us. Okay.
No, I mean, like, superhero comics.
Oh.
Except you, Ben Strauss.
I like superhero comics. Hey guys, here's my superhero comic pick of the week. Anything by Marvel and is good, and everything by DC sucks.
Hey,
and
all are those they making a movie of The Flash?
It might be, I don't know.
That's could DC. Run really fast.
People who don't know about comics will not expect the right thing going into that movie.
Why?
The Flash.
Oh, they would expect something else. Yes, I see that.
Yeah.
Flash. Yeah, but he sucks. Cause, you know,
wait, what would they expect?
Someone taking his clothes off.
Oh, The Flash. So yeah, no, my dad was like, I wouldn't be surprised if they're making a movie of The Flash.
I
bought this Punisher t-shirt, but it was supposed to be large, but it's definitely too small. I'm kind of pissed about that. It was $8.
You should return it.
Well, that's it for the show this week. We've been having abrupt endings lately. And this is another one. Peace! Thank you.